Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at orangetreeimports@mac.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here's your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 24th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we will be talking about customer rewards. I recently joined the Quality Inn's Choice Privileges Reward Program. Even though I'm unlikely to ever stay at a Quality Inn the required number of nights to earn a reward. In fact, I didn't even check to see how the program operates, so I don't know if I get one free night for every 10, or if the points are added to my frequent flyer account with the airlines. So why did I join? Because I enjoy the feeling of being a preferred customer. Whether my membership nets me a fruit basket in my room, as was the case during the recent New York gift fair, at a hotel a bit pricier than a Quality Inn, of course, or just a little smoother check-in procedure, it seems to me it's worth signing up. This made me think about why customers join the preferred customer program at our store. Orange Tree Imports offers a credit towards future purchases for every $100 spent, which is similar to giving customers a coupon. And especially in this economy, everyone loves a discount or coupon. And the fact that these credits have to be used during a future visit keeps customers coming back. The simplest frequent shopper program is, of course, the punch card, which offers a free cup of coffee or a haircut or oil change or a pair of undies when a certain number have been purchased. How effective are these programs? Take a look at the number of punch cards in your wallet. And you know that when you get close to your free item, you'll make a point of going back to make sure you fill the card up. Of course, it's always a plus to have a customer carrying a reminder of your store in his or her wallet. And what other piece of advertising allows you that kind of intimate presence? Another feature of the preferred customer program at our store is the monthly birthday gift. It is, of course, optional for customers to give us their birth date when they sign up, but the majority do. And they love the fact that when they come in during their birthday month, they get a real gift wrapped up festively for the occasion. We change the gift annually so that no one gets the same item twice. Other stores offer shoppers a discount on their birthday, and this is also an effective way to bring shoppers regularly back into your store. Once a year, we reward our top 100 shoppers with a special event, usually an open house during which they are treated to champagne and refreshments and receive a free gift and a discount. This year, I think we'll partner with a local zoo to give a percentage of sales from that evening to support their current project. Customers love cause marketing. These rewards are the incentives that get customers to ask for a rewards card, which is free with a $50 purchase or available for $5 without a $50 purchase. The company that we originally signed up with for a customer reward program strongly advised us against giving the cards away, saying that that diminished the value of membership in the program. Since the cards, which are read by a special data capture unit, are a bit costly, it makes sense not to give them out to every single customer. But we do want as many repeat shoppers as possible to join our program. Why? Because this gives us a perfect opportunity to capture the data that will allow us to contact them regularly. Our email list has grown to close to 3,000 people, thanks largely to the names and email addresses we gather when customers join our rewards program. More sophisticated programs even capture data about what the members purchase, allowing for targeted marketing messages based on spending habits. A grocery store, for example, might send out an email coupon for ice cream to a customer whose cumulative purchases have shown a real taste for sweets. A frequent shopper program also allows stores to establish a personal connection with its regular customers. There are, of course, many people who get the card and never use it again, but we chalk this up as a cost of doing business. Those who do use the card regularly make up the very important core customer base that keeps our business going. It makes sense to do everything we can to cultivate a warm personal relationship with these top customers and to give them incentives to bring them in frequently. We value the fact that they shop at our store despite all the other shopping options available to them, and our preferred customer program helps us reward them for that loyalty. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is a current item, in case it's something you'd like to carry in your store, called Soul Seeker Sandals, from a company called Soul's Calling, soulscalling.com, 214-274-8684. And here's what they say about their product. Wearing these fun sandals made from recycled plastic and rubber allows customers to not only walk their talk, but spread their message around with each step. A moonlit walk along the beach becomes an affirmation, leaving positive footprints for those who follow. And they show two examples, one of which says Earth and the other of which says Love, in the imprint left behind in the sand. Available in men's or women's sizes, from small to extra large. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. I'd like to invite you to read my weekly blog entitled The Savvy Shopkeeper on the Gift and Home Channel, which is giftandhomechannel.com. And you'll also find some video on demand segments there filmed at Orange Tree Imports. My blog is also available at specialty-shop-retailing.com. Please think about joining our Facebook fan page for Specialty Shop Retailing. And I hope that you'll feel free to email me at orangetreeimports@mac.com if you have any suggestions for future podcasts or any comments. And until then, I wish you happy retailing.